Is that correct to say the Mahabharat fight and all this? We can see right now what Arjuna was predicted. It's all happening, actually. Like it said, if we kill all these people and disrespecting Guru, it will have an effect on future generation. And the whole family bond will break and all this thing and culture. So in the way we see, actually, this is happening, what Arjuna predicted. And is that...
Well, I wouldn't say that... What's the question you're about to
So finish? The question is that start of, like, Kali Yuga practically started from there, because after all those killing and disrespecting Guru and whole family member...
Any questions regarding...
What is it
regarding exactly?
When did Kali Yuga start, or how it started, or the symptoms, or...
It's more like from in Bhagavad Gita point of view, Krishna started Kali Yuga by, you know, diminishing the whole population and the whole culture.
Well, the Bhagavatam, as far as the onset of Kali Yuga, began with the imposter. I mean, these are all archetypal characters to indicate the future also. A rogue and a rascal person was disguised as a king, and he was cutting the legs of the cow. And there's only one leg remaining. It was symbology. Cow means dharma. Dharma personified is represented by the cow, because the cow produces ghee and the bull produces grains, and swaha means grains and fire means ghee for the devas and for Vishnu to be satisfied, Yajnavai Vishnu. So the cow is out, and the cow is out, then the bull is out, and the dharma is out. So the four legs of dharma are mercy, cleanliness, austerity, and truthfulness. So mercy is out, cleanliness is out, and austerity is out, and little truthfulness. But where is that? Some places there's none, like here. In some places there's more truth. So the Bhagavatam seems indicated it just began with one. You know, because there's something else that he was addressing, a very more specific thing that would be true in any time, not only in Kali Yuga, but in Satyuga, or any time, that if all the men are killed, then the women are not protected in any age. And the women aren't protected, and then all kinds of loklas, or, you know, anybody that's... Because in any given age, there may be a few bad ones. Like even in Satyuga, everyone... It says everyone's a yogi, but maybe not everyone. Just like now, you know, they say 75% of the world is demoniac in Kali Yuga. And it just gets more, you know, greater. So that doesn't, like, you and I aren't demoniac, but most everybody else is. You aren't. So we're the exceptions to the rule. So therefore, even in another age, if the women, all the kings were killed unnecessarily or seemingly that way, then all the princesses, their daughters, and all their queens that they themselves were protecting and maintaining as their wives, dharmic wives, they would be unprotected. And that percentage of the low-class people in those time periods would exploit and take advantage. And then the traditions would be lost, because it's all Varna Sanskara. You know, some aborigine guy comes out and makes a child with a Brahmani or a Kshatriya wife. So then, you know, crossbreeding from any kind of not planned parenthood. So then all kinds of... So everything he said would be true any time. So I don't know that is a specific harbinger of the beginning of Kali Yuga, because I think it's a basic moral teachings that could apply in Dwapara or Treta, and to, you know, lesser extent in every age, because there's more religion in every age. But in Kali Yuga, we certainly, because it's the most irreligious, as I said, 75 out of 100 are irreligious. So 75% of the behavior is irreligious. 75% of the values are irreligious. So anybody marries anybody, Russian marries Indian, or Brahmin, Brahmin marries Russian, Shudra, or whatever, all kinds of things like this. So that's already, that itself is a dharmic and degradation, because it's, the progeny become screwed up. There's not proper genetic flow. As the genes, everything develops in a very scientific way. We have pedigreed dogs and pedigreed horses and exotic tropical fish that are a result of various crossbreedings. They get these great strains of pedigreed horses or dogs. Pedigreed dogs, pedigreed cats, pedigreed horses means pure bloodline, pedigree. Mm. But human beings, anybody, because the kid's born, he's real, the kid, when he goes, because I know people like this, I grew up with, like, there's an identity crisis. So he's like, for his parents, they're liberal thinking and they loved each other and everything, okay, it's a great loving relationship. But they created a monster. Mm. And the kid will suffer. The kid is suffering because he's... The kid is suffering because of the break of Dharma. Let's set back to the Gita again. You disregard the Shastra, which means Dharma Shastras. This one marries that one. Then there's... There's no perfection, there's no happiness, there's nothing. So we see that everywhere now. So Mahabharata, of course, so many teachings. There's Gita is one chapter of Mahabharata. Mahabharata is full of social instructions and moral instructions. And they were in their Nitya Parishads, the Pandavas, and but they set those examples for that.
Even now I'm thinking that Kamdari was from from Afghanistan and not even married. And the result of the son of those.
One plus when you combine two things, the result's going to be like that. Srihari. Viraj Dharan ki jai ho.